Welcome everyone to our review for The Fall Guy. It is the film James and I absolutely trashed. Now we have our tail in between our legs because of how good and surprising this was for us. So the film follows a down and out stuntman who must find the missing star of his ex-girlfriend's blockbuster film. Stars Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt as the two main leads, and also has Hannah Waddingham, Winston Duke, and Aaron Taylor Johnson as well. So, James, what are your initial thoughts in regards to The Fall Guy?
You covered off at the start of the review, man. We did not like this movie, at least the look of it throughout the marketing campaign. It did not look good. And then these reviews came out after it debuted at a film festival. Really high reviews around that 90% mark. So I was expecting something that, this is going to surprise me. I just didn't know how it was going to turn out. Well, we've seen it now, and I would say I'm still feeling not the exact same way, but I liked it. I didn't love it. I feel like the movie, it's a ton of fun. It's really fresh in terms of, I guess, a blockbuster kind of film. But it just misses that extra element that makes a film great. But we'll start off with the thing that I loved the most, at least for me. It was just the fact that it just paid ode to stunt workers. It showed them as human beings and that they are the ones doing these dangerous stunts to make these movies look cool. And it's just a really, really good message for the film industry, and just it was going to allow the casual movie-going audience to just appreciate these stunt people a little bit more. And I think that's exactly what we need, because it sheds light on one of those roles where people risk their lives to make something look cool. So it's about taking a little bit of attention away from the actors and putting on the stuntmen. I actually think that is probably the film's greatest element, and I think it does pay service to stunt people in a quite sincere way. So that's the part I appreciated most. Were you a fan of that, tail of the movie?
Oh, yeah. I agree with you. It's one of the best aspects as well, just paying homage to the stunt community, because it is a community and an aspect of Hollywood that never really gets recognized or even acknowledged, and this whole film is dedicated to that. And they even have a little thing at the end in regards to the stunts as well. I know that there was a little joke throughout the film saying if Ryan Gosling's character has ever won an Oscar for the stunt work, and that was just like, it should be a category in the Oscars, stunting coordination or something like stunting choreography. It should definitely be recognized in the higher awards. So hopefully this film can definitely put that on the spotlight, and hopefully, maybe not the Oscars, but some of the smaller sort of award ceremonies can start having a category for the stunt community.
Yeah.
What did you think between the chemistry between Gosling and Emily Blunt?
I thought they were good, man. Like, they're just really good actors in general. I'm not saying they're, Oscar caliber every single performance they do, but they're just really fun actors. They just exude charisma, and so I never doubted for a second that these two would be able to gel on screen together, and they did. It's more about how it deals with the relationship that I just couldn't buy into as much. I thought the way it sets up this relationship, that there would be more obstacles in the path to remedy the relationship and fix the relationship between those two, but it felt like there was really no tension stopping those two characters from being in a relationship. Gosling and Blunt, they work really well on screen together, the pair of them, but it's more about the narrative that lets them down, and they could have done a lot more with those two and the chemistry that they did have initially. I mean, what do you think about their overall performance and their chemistry as well?
Yeah, their chemistry, I'm a little bit opposite. I thought it was good, but not as good as it should have been. I was expecting a lot more, but this just didn't seem as good as it should be from these two actors and actresses, Ryan Gosling is just pretty much charismatic himself with anyone in anything, with him and a dog. Probably had better chemistry than him and Emily Blunt in this film. I really like Ryan Gosling, and I think this sort of comedy suits his acting style, this sort of sarcastic comedy that he does. We saw it similar in The Nice Guys as well. So hopefully this is his forte and he sticks to it. I think Emily Blunt was probably the weaker out of the two. I mean, she was okay in it, but it just seemed like as if she was just sort of struggling to come into this sort of comedy sort of aspect of filmmaking. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know she was in Oppenheimer, which was quite serious, and she was fantastic in that. But in this, it just, she sort of seemed a little bit out of place for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I can definitely understand that. I would say the closest role that I can think of from her is, you know, either Mary Poppins Returns or The Jungle Cruise, where it's that kind of lighthearted but action side of it as well. So, I mean, yeah, I thought she was fine. Again, I think it's really just a script that lets those two down for me personally. I mean, I would say another part that I really liked about this as well was what David Leitch did it and just giving it a lot more style. And, you know, if this movie is opening up the summer movie season in the start of May, at least for the US, then it's technically a blockbuster. I don't know what the budget is or anything, but the type of filmmaking in this isn't something traditionally in, you know, kind of blockbuster filmmaking or massive studio movies. I think he brings in such an energy and uniqueness to it. You can easily imagine a movie, and we did when we saw the trailer of The Fall Guy, where it could just be very generic and very boring. Just very generic kind of filmmaking that doesn't do anything new or interesting. I think there were some interesting parts in this from a filmmaking perspective as well.
Yeah, did you like the visual style of this? I know that there was one visual scene where his character's sort of on like a trip and you just see all these like glitters in the screen and stuff like that. I thought that was really, really creative, and I sort of wish it did delve a bit deep more into that sort of creativity of visual styles. But overall, in regards to the stunts as well, I thought it captured it quite nicely. Did you think the same?
100%, yeah. That's what I loved about it. Also, just stuff like split screen between the two characters, just capturing those parallels between them. I thought that was really interesting and kind of helped service the, I guess, the relationship between those two main characters. But yeah, the filmmaking is really well done. It pays such a homage to stunt work, and I think it captures that beautifully on screen. It's almost some kind of like weird like Inception moment where you're watching a movie about a movie being made. It's just, it's real weird, but it's super interesting to see it done in this way. So yeah,
what did you think of the comedy? I know when I was watching it, I was laughing in some scenes, but then some was just like, it didn't quite hit. It was like really hit and miss for me. I definitely think Ryan Gosling carried a lot of the jokes and a lot of the comedy in this film.
Yeah, 100%. He is the one that really takes the comedy on his back. He's perfect for these kind of comedy roles, as you touched on before. So I think whatever he was really involved in was when I was kind of laughing the most. But you are right. There's some jokes in here that are they really miss. They don't always hit. But yeah, anything with Ryan Gosling, it just kind of works to perfection. I thought Emily Blunt was fine. But yeah, I would say Hannah Waddingham was really, when it wasn't interesting or fun for me, or
even some of the plot twists as well, it didn't quite work out. And Aaron Taylor Johnson as well, when he tried to do his comedy stuff, it was just like weird. It was like, I know you can do better. Like, I don't know if this is because he put in a poor performance or if it's because of the writing, but I definitely think there were two characters that you could definitely see were just half-assing it.
Yeah. And it would be those two. And, you know, further to the plot twist, stuff that you could see coming a mile away. But I think the film really goes downhill when it starts, you know, diving into this good guy versus bad guy thing. You know, there's a clear bad people and there's clear good people in this movie. I think that's when the movie went a little bit downhill for me. I think if you kept the relationship or the focus on the relationship between Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling, or him trying to save her movie, I think that's where those were the film's strengths and the stuff that should have been explored more. So yeah, having Hannah Waddingham's character and Aaron Taylor Johnson's character put in this kind of plot twist, it just doesn't work for me.
Yeah, me neither. What do you think of the score? I know it used some like real 80s and 90s sort of, you know, rock and roll sort of scores. and soundtracks as well. Did you think they fit nicely throughout the scenes?
Yeah, I thought they were fine. It's nothing new or special for me. I would say that, you know, it seems to be a trend with these movies now of, you know, remixing, you know, 80s music and putting it into the movie. I'm kind of over it, but it's not the case where it just felt out of place. It just kind of felt like, yeah, fine, you know, we've seen this before. It's nothing that, you know, special or, yeah, bad to me. It's just fits somewhere in the middle. It's fine. Yeah, what about you?
Yeah, no, I was the same as well. Pretty much most of the songs are in the trailers anyway, so nothing really new that we heard, really. But yeah, I guess it could have been a little bit more creative. I don't know if stunt people have, like, what they could have done was just, like, listen to, like, tunes stunt people listen to. Like, you know how sports players usually, like, listen to music before they go out and play games? Maybe they could have done something to, like, the stunt people in that film. Just be like, oh, what kind of music do you listen to before you go out and do a stunt? And then just use that and incorporate it into the film. That would have been, like, another creative and another homage to the stunt community as well.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, all right, one last thing before we give our scores. Yesterday it was 90%, now it's 89% on Rotten Tomatoes. Pretty much simple yes or no answer, because if you try redo the score, you're going to give away your own personal score. Do you think it's overrated, this film?
Well, it depends what... Do you mean overrated? Because, like, there's an average rating and stuff like that, so... It depends. I would give it a fresh, but I wouldn't, you know, going into a movie thinking it's a 90%, I came out not thinking it was a 90%, so...
Yeah.
No, I would... Something under. Yeah.
It was the same thought as me. I thought it was rated a bit too high for what the actual final product is.
Yeah, but it's easy to see how 90% of anyone watching this movie would enjoy it. Like, I think it is actually going to be quite a big hit on the box office level, and I think, you know, the casual movie-going audience are actually going to, you know, enjoy this movie. It's pretty hard to not enjoy it at the end of the day. It's a ton of fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
In saying that, what would you give your score for this?
Nothing too heavy. We'll keep it simple. A 7.6.
Oy, nice. I was going to go a 7.5.
7.5. Nice.
Yeah. Always that 0.1 above me, you know?
I have to. You went under me this time.
I did, but I knew my score.
That's on you. No, you didn't.
I'm not going to change my score. Anyway, hope you guys all enjoyed this 4Guy review. If you really like this review, be sure to hit that like and subscribe button. You'll be doing us a big favor and I'll appreciate it a lot. Hit us down in the comments whether you liked the film, if we gave away a bit too much, if you liked the chemistry, if you definitely think the stunt community should get a award category in any award show, Oscars, let us know. And we'll try and make it happen. We'll call up the Academy and let them know. If you want to listen to us rather than watch us, head over to Spotify, wherever you pod from, and search Let's Be Real. We do a lot of content on there. And feel free to hit us up on Instagram or X and give us a DM in regards to any ideas. Or if you want us to do some older film reviews, like legacy reviews, let us know. James and I will try and arrange that. That's us for today. We'll catch you on our Let's Be Real podcast coming out later this week. See you guys.
Peace.